这真是我们心里面要唱的诗歌。
This indeed is a hymn that we will sing from our heart.
他拯救我，他拯救我。
He lifted me, he lifted me.
用他慈爱的手。
With his own loving hands.
用他的顺服。
With his own obedience.
哦，主耶稣 ，Only you， 只有你可以拯救我们。
Only you can save us.
早上我们带着所有的感谢跟赞美。
With all our thanks and praises,
我们来颂赞 Only you, 只有你配得我们的赞美。
Only you can, you only you are worthy of our praises.
You alone.
You alone can save. You alone can live as strong as brave. You 拯救我们这班世上的子民。
You alone can rescue us, those who are so lost.
唯有你能够配得我们一切的赞美和敬拜。
You alone are worthy of our worship and our praises.
在主你在我们当中，求你让我们看见，我们真不能做什么，唯有你。
Lord, you are among us. Help us see that we cannot do anything, but you alone can.
在这里，要向我们每一个人说话。
Speak to each and every one of us. 当我们再次敬拜。
当我
You alone can rescue.
只有在你的同在里，我们得到自由。
Only when we're in your presence that we are set free.
就像上个礼拜石弟兄所讲的。
Just as what Brother Z said last week.
在那至高者的隐秘处。
In the secret place of the Most High.
有一个隐秘的地方，我们可以与神相见。
There is a secret place where we can meet God.
就像枝子常与葡萄树连接。
Just as the branches are always connected to the branch, to the vine.
就今天你的儿女在你的面前祷告。
That is your children's prayer before you.
我们就是那在旷野啊干旱无水之地的光景。
We are in a condition that is like being in the desert with no food and water.
但是你就是那活水的泉源。
Where you are the fountain.
主早上我愿意来与你连接。
This morning we connect with you.
愿你的丰富来充满我们。
May you fill us with your riches.
用你的爱来吸引我们。
Draw us with your love.
生命或许 水却也永不枯竭。住在你里面，住在你里面，我梦见自由桃树紧紧相连。住在你里面，住在你里面，领受生命活水却也永不
帮助我们去掉我们所有的缠累。
But help us and remove all the entanglement.
在这个时候，我们愿意把心来转向你。
We turn our hearts to you.
转向那活水的泉源。
We turn our hearts to the living fountain.
主就是在现在。
Right now.
我们愿意住在你里面。
And we want to abide in you.
因为你也住在我们里面。
And you abide in us.
主保守你的儿女常愿意与你来连接。
Keep your children to always want to connect and unite with you.
你必把你的丰富显现给我们。
And you will reveal your fullness to us.
来吸引我们。
And draw us.
感谢赞美你。
We thank and praise you.
我们一同来唱。
Let's sing.
水之地，我渴慕你。在旷野无人之处，我寻求你。得救在乎回回安息，得力在乎平静安稳。我等候你，如鹰展翅上腾。
祝福你的话语。Bless your word.
也让我们有一个敞开的心。
Help us to have an open heart to you.
来领受。
To receive.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
我们记得在上主日，我们听见关于诗篇九十一篇的信息。
Last Sunday, we heard a message on Psalm 91.
诗篇九十一篇是许多人都非常熟悉的一卷圣经。
It is a chapter that many of us are very familiar with.
讲员一再要我们一起背第一节。
The speaker repeatedly asks us to memorize the first verse.
住在至高者的隐秘处，也必住在全能者的荫下。
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
我不知道你们现在还记不记得这一节圣经。
I don't know if you still remember this particular verse.
我相信很多人都还记得。
I believe many of us still remember it.
不知道过去这周中我们是否能就想起这节经文。
But I don't know if this, during this past week that you still recall this verse.
当我们想起的时候，我们会不会羡慕摩西的经历？
When we think of it, do we envy or admire Moses' experience?
我自己也很熟悉这一篇诗篇。
I'm very familiar with this chapter myself.
在以往许多次，当我们与疾病在那里挣扎的时候，许多弟兄姐妹都将这一篇诗篇送给我们。
Many times when we struggle with illness, many brothers and sisters would send this particular verse to us.
来安慰我们，来鼓励我们。
To comfort us and encourage us.
直到现在，我还收留了许多这些慰问卡。
Even until now, I still receive many of the cards that come with comfort and encouragement.
摩西写了圣经中非常重要的五卷书。
Moses wrote five very important books in the Bible.
但是摩西只写了两篇诗篇。
But he only wrote two Psalms.
九十篇跟九十一篇。
That is Psalms 90 and 91.
这两篇诗篇都有个共同点。
Both of these Psalms have one common point.
在第一节开始的时候都说到有一个居所。
Both of these verses talk about a dwelling place.
诗篇九十篇第一节，主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
Chapter 90, verse 1. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
诗篇九十篇九十一篇第一节，我们刚才念过，住在至高者隐秘处的也，必住在全能者的荫下。
We just Psalm chapter 91 verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
当摩西回顾他一生的时候，居所是非常非常重要的。
When Moses reflect on his life, a dwelling place is very important.
我们可以从外表来看摩西。
We can look at Moses from the outside.
他被称为神人摩西。
He was called the man of God.
神借着摩西行了许多大的神迹奇事。
Through Moses, God performed many great signs and wonders.
没有人可以跟他相比。
No one could compare with him.
神也将律法、将建造会幕的细节都告诉他。
God also told Moses the laws and the details of the law.
那摩西再准确地传给百姓。
And then Moses was able to accurately relate those to the people.
也没有一个人能够传神的话像摩西。
No one was able to preach the word of God as Moses did.
摩西实在是一位伟大的人。
Moses was indeed a great man.
但是神又替他做见证。
Even God testified for him.
摩西的谦和胜过世上众人。
That his humility was more than anyone in the world.
若是我有机会能够访问摩西。
If I have a chance to interview Moses.
我一定要问他，摩西你怎么做到的？
I would ask him, Moses, how did you do it?
你的秘诀是什么？
What was your secret?
我们注意到当摩西说到他的跟神之间的经历的时候，他就说到我有一个特别的住处。
And so when we read about Moses' experience with God in Psalms 90 and 91, he begins by telling us that he has a special dwelling place.
他从这里开始。
He starts with this.
真是他的居所。
God is his dwelling place.
他住在至高者的里面。
He dwell in the Most High.
至高者的隐秘处。
The secret place of the Most High.
所以他就一直生活在全能者的荫下。
Therefore, he abides under the shadow of the Almighty.
摩西一生一百二十年。
Moses lived for 120 years.
前四十年他住在埃及的王宫里。
The first 40 years he was in the palace of Egypt.
后面八十年他是住在旷野里。
The last 80 years he lived in the wilderness.
尤其最后四十年，摩西和以色列人一同在旷野绕行了四十年。
Especially in the very last 40 years, he was going around the wilderness with the Israelites.
和这么许多的以色列人一起在旷野 camping 是件非常不容易的事。
Living with the Israelites in the style of like camping was not an easy thing.
外面看起来摩西他一生中变化太大了。
On the outside, Moses, his life had so many great changes.
外面看起来摩西也和大家在一起生活。
And it looks as if he was just living with everyone else.
但是摩西里面有另外一个境界。
But inside of Moses, there was another realm.
摩西可以从这一站搬到另外一站去。
Moses can move from this stop to the next one.
但是摩西从来不离开至高者的隐秘处。
But Moses never left the secret place of the Most High.
因此他的生活也从来不越过全能者的印下。
Therefore, his life never would surpass the secret place, the shadow of the Almighty.
在所有的变化里面，摩西有一个不改变的居所。
So for Moses, his dwelling place never changed.
在那个居所里面，摩西带领以色列人走旷野的道路。
It is while he was living in that dwelling place that he led the Israelites to walk through the wilderness.
当摩西在那个居所里面住过一段时间。
As Moses dwelt in that dwelling place,
在那个印下经过许多的事。
He passed through went through a lot of things under that dwelling place.
他就说我要论到耶和华说他是我的避难所。
He said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge.
是我的山寨是我的神。
And my fortress, my God.
是我所倚靠的。
In him I will trust.
当我们读这些诗篇的时候，我不知道你们会不会羡慕摩西能这样的与神同在。
When we read these psalms, I wonder if you would envy for Moses for being able to abide with God like this.
你们觉得我们可不可能也能够有同样的住处？
Do you think that it is possible for us to also have such a dwelling place?
感谢主，在旧约的时候，许多的事都是隐藏的。
We thank God that many things in the Old Testament they were hidden.
那时候周围的人只能羡慕摩西，但是道路并没有显明。
People around him could only envy him, but yet the way was not revealed.
直到主耶稣取了肉身来到我们当中。
Until the Lord Jesus took on the form of the flesh, dwell among us.
他就是道路，他就是真理，他也是生命。
For he is the truth and the way and the life.
要将以往隐秘的事对我们显明出来。
In the past, those things were hidden to us. Now they are revealed to us.
那摩西所得到的，我们也能够一同得到。
So that what Moses gained, we can also gain.
我们注意到最近我们开始读马太福音。
And you notice that we're reading the Gospel of Matthew now.
在福音书中，主耶稣不断地呼召人。
In the Gospels, we see the Lord Jesus kept calling people.
到我这里来。
Come to me.
我们都很熟悉马太福音中说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
We're very familiar with such a verse that says, Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden.
我就使你们得安息。
And I will give you rest.
到我这里来是福音的开始。
Coming to me is the beginning of the gospel.
是我们人跟神恢复关系的开始。
It is the beginning of the restoration of man's relationship with God.
但是福音不停在这里。
But the gospel doesn't end here.
接着主耶稣继续呼召门徒来跟随我。
Then Jesus continues to call the disciples and said, Come, follow me.
我们需要更多的认识神，我们需要更多的经历福音的能力。
We need to know more about God and experience more of the power of the gospel.
我们需要我们的新生命能够丰富。
We want our new life to be rich.
我们的生活需要有能力。
We need our life to be with power.
主耶稣呼召门徒说，你们来跟从我。
The Lord Jesus called the disciples and said to them, Come, follow me.
一直到主耶稣在世上最后一个晚上。
Until the very last night of Jesus' life on earth.
主耶稣知道他即将离开这个世界。
He knew that he was about to leave this earth.
他要归回到天上。
And to return to the Father.
门徒们心里非常的忧愁。
The disciples were very sorrowful.
他们要分开了。
Because they were to be separated.
圣经记载了一句非常甜美、非常安慰我的话。
But the Bible recorded a very sweet and comforting word.
他爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
He loved those of his own who are in the world, and he loved them to the end.
爱我们到底。
He loves us to the end.
从时间来说，永远不会停止。
From the perspective of time, that means it will never end.
就度量来说，永远没有限制。
From the perspective of the quantity, that means there is no limit.
大过我所有的需要。
Bigger than all my needs.
晚饭过后，就在这样的爱里面，主耶稣开始说他在世上最后一段话。
At the Last Supper, in this kind of love, he spoke his last words to them.
主耶稣说了非常长的一段话。
The Lord Jesus spoke a lot of words. He said a lot at the end.
都记载在约翰福音14到16章里面。
It is recorded in the Gospel of John chapters 14 to 16.
说了这些话以后，主耶稣也做了一个非常长的祷告。
And after those words, he prayed a long prayer.
为我们祷告。
He prayed for us.
这是大祭司的祷告。
That is a prayer of a high priest.
都记在约翰福音十七章里面。
It's all recorded in John 17.
在这样的爱里面，主耶稣要说什么呢？
So in such a love, what did Jesus say?
他即将离世。
He was about to leave this world.
门徒非常的忧愁。
The disciples were filled with sorrow.
他一开始说什么呢？
What did he say right from the start?
同样的，耶稣说到一个住处。
Likewise, he still talked about a dwelling place.
约翰福音第十四章一到三节。
John 14 verses 1 to 3.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.
在我父的家里有许多住处。
In my father's house are many mansions.
若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。
If it were not so, I would have told you.
我去原是为你们预备地方。
I go to prepare a place for you.
我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。
If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself.
我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。
That where I am, there you may be also.
耶稣暂时离开他们，是要去为他们预备个地方。
Jesus left them temporarily to prepare a place for them.
并且还要来接他们到那里。
And he will come and take them with him.
那我们能够住在那里。
So that we all can dwell there.
这样他在哪里，我们也在哪里。
So that where he is, there we may be also.
这也就是摩西在九十一篇里面一开始所讲的至高者的隐秘处。
That's exactly the secret place that Moses was talking about in Psalm 91.
也是我们世世代代的居所。
He also is our dwelling place in all generations.
我不知道你们怎么读这些经节。
I don't know how you read these verses.
以往我对住在基督里这个题目有一个错误的认识。
In the past, I had a misunderstanding regarding abiding in Christ.
我觉得这是一个非常奥秘的事。
I thought this was a very mysterious thing.
不大容易懂。
It's hard to understand.
是一个很高的境界。
It is such a high realm.
一个很属灵的人才能达到的境界。
It is a high realm only very spiritual people can attain.
像我是不大能够不动的人。
But someone like me, not moving too much.
我想我小时候，如果在现在，大概就是好动的。
And now, maybe someone that moves a lot.
我不断的要做事情的。
For me, I have to constantly be doing something.
对这么高的境界，我只能够叹气而已。
For such a high realm, I could just sigh.
可望不可及。
It is such a wishful thinking.
我不知道你们会不会也有这样的 想法。
I'm not sure if you also share such a wishful thinking.
但是最近我注意到，这个不是个要求，是主在爱里面的应许。
But recently I realized this is not a demand, but it is a realm that the Lord has promised us in love.
这个住处神已经预备好了。
This dwelling place God has already prepared for us.
耶稣要我住在那里面。
He wants us to dwell there.
他接我到那里面去。
He will come and take us there so that we can dwell there.
哦，我既然是应许。
Since it is a promise,
我就想要得到这个应许。
Then I want to gain this promise.
哦，我不喜欢一直读九十一篇。
I don't want to just keep reading Psalm 91.
哦，成为一个安慰我的话而已。
And just to have it, to comfort me.
我盼望那样成那个诗篇九十一篇也成为我的实际。
Because I want Psalm 91 to be my reality.
这个对我们太重要了。
Because this is so critically important to us.
如果我们真的能够生活在全能者的荫下。
If we can really abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
我们怎么可能不重视这个呼召？
How can we not esteem such a calling?
哦，从那个所以我盼望，如果主愿意，我盼望这一两个月，我们可以一同来学习怎么住在主里面。
So I hope if the Lord is willing that for the next few, the next couple of months, we can learn how to abide in the Almighty.
不要让上个礼拜的信息过去。
Don't let last week's message.Just go by.
我们一同来学习怎么住在至高者的隐秘处。
We can learn together to dwell in the secret place of the Most High.
我们一同来见证怎么生活在全能者的荫下。
Together we can testify how we can abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
住这个字在圣经里面的住这个字，它的意思不容易表达。
The word abide in the Bible is not that easy to understand.
什么是住呢?
So what do you mean by abide?
如果有人问我你住在哪里?
If someone were to ask me where do you live?
我就会说我住在 San Jose.
I would tell them, well, I live in San Jose.
住在 California.
In California.
我们是不是会这样回答?
Wouldn't we answer that way?
住第一个意思就是我住 live at, 我住在哪里?
Live means where I live.
说到一个地址,说到一个境界。
It talks about an address, an area.
一个范围。
A territory.
这也是圣经中说到住的时候第一层的意义。
This is also the very first level of meaning in the Bible.
我们住在基督里。
We abide in Christ.
我们生活在一个范围里面。
We dwell in an area.
但是圣经说到住的时候，更多用一个字叫做 abide.
But when the Bible talks about living, it's actually abiding.
Abide 它这个字呢，不仅说到住在一个境界里面。
This word abiding.It's not just about living in a particular area.
更进一步说到有一个主人和我们同住。
But that there is a master who is living with us.
说到我们要遵守那个境界里面的规定。
And that we need to abide by all the rules within such an area.
所以我们不仅住在基督这个范围里面。
So not only we are abiding in this area where Christ is.
我们和基督同住。
That we abide with Christ.
我们遵守基督的规定。
We abide by all the rules and regulations that comes from Him.
但是圣经中不论是旧约的希伯来文或是新约的希腊文，说到住的时候，还有个更深的意义。
But whether it is the Old Testament Hebrew or the New Testament Greek, when it talks about abiding, there's a deeper meaning.
有的时候它用一个另外一个字叫做 indwelling。
Sometimes it uses another word that is indwelling.
说到住在主里，说住在里面。
That is dwelling within.
说到一个生命里面的联合。
It is talking about a union of life.
不仅是同住。
Not only just living, abiding together.
而是住在里面。
But dwelling within.
生命中联合成为一体。
That life is united as one.
这是主耶稣的意思。
That is what the Lord Jesus meant.
是主耶稣在爱里面应许我们的话。
That's what the Lord Jesus promised us in love.
当时门徒实在不能够明白这些话的意义。
At that time, the disciples could not comprehend what the Lord was saying.
主耶稣就用葡萄树来说到这个住在基督里的真理。
So the Lord Jesus used the example of the branches and the vine to explain this relationship.
主拣选葡萄树做比喻。
The Lord chose the vine as the parable.
我想很可能是因为当时在那个地方很容易看到葡萄树。
Perhaps at that time it is very easy to spot the vines.
因此呢，门徒们就比较容易明白这个真理。
Therefore, it was easier for the disciples to understand this truth through the parable of the vines.
我深信同样的道理在任何果树中都可以看得见。
I believe we can see that in all kinds of fruit trees.
主说我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
The Lord said, I am the vine and you are the branches.
我们重生的时候就在这个葡萄树里面。
When we are born again, we are already born in the vine.
成为葡萄树中的一个枝子。
Became one of the branches of the vine.
我刚说过，其实我们教会有一棵葡萄树。
Actually, our church has a vine.
但是那个果子很小。
But the fruit is very tiny.
我们家有很多果树，你们可能听说。
You probably heard that I have a lot of fruit trees in my backyard.
我相信那个道理是一样的。
I believe the theory is the same.
加州有很多的果树。
You have a lot of fruit trees in your backyard.
我们到处都可以看到果树。
We can see fruit trees everywhere.
所以这些道理对我们来说都不陌生。
So these theories to us are not anything new.
对一个枝子来说，连接在果树上，那是自自然然的。
To a branch connected to the tree is natural.
现在是春天了，是个很好的时候。
And now it's springtime, so it's a very good time to see fruits.
在我们家的果树，我都可以看到，在春天的时候有一些新的枝子发生。
In my backyard, I can see some new branches that are growing out.
它刚开始的时候呢，就是一点点绿绿的，一点点从那个树干里面伸出来。
In the beginning, it's just something green, very tiny green dots that you can tell.
就像我们刚信主刚刚受浸的时候一样。
Just like when we were first converted and baptized.
很可能只是一个小点，一个绿绿的一个小点出现
在
树上面。
Just a very tiny green dots that show up.
这个细小的枝子怎么继续成长呢？
How does this tiny little branch continue to grow?
我们看这些果树，我们就知道这个枝子它只要连在这个果树上面，它只要不要就是连在这个果树上面，它自然会成长。
When we see that the tree, if the branch is connected to the tree, it will grow naturally.
每一年到了春天的时候
every year around this time,
我都知道我必须赶快修剪这些果树。
I know I have to prune these fruit trees.
这些我看起来细细小小的枝子。
All these tiny little branches.
如果我不立刻将它除掉，它会继续生长。
There are some that are growing very small. If I don't cut them, they will continue to grow.
如果我几年不去修剪
，If I don't prune them for a few years,
它们就会变成非常粗壮的枝子，那个枝子了，树干了。
It will become very strong branches, thick and strong.
好，它们就成为能够结果子的枝子了。
And then it will become branches that can bear fruit.
我相信这个道理。任何一个家里面有果树的人都很能够明白。
I believe such a theory we all can understand if we have fruit trees in our backyard.
没有个枝子能够离开果树离开树而努力成长的。
There is no branch that can grow and bear fruit without staying on the tree.
有的时候我剪完我修完树，我没有立刻把它从树上拉下来。
Sometimes we cut the branch and we don't take it off the tree right away.
只要十二个小时。
It only takes about 12 hours.
我立刻就知道那棵树是被剪过的。那个枝子被剪过的。
Then I know right away I can tell that branch was cut.
虽然它仍就挂在那里。
Although it still hung there.
我们就发现它不大有生命了。
But you can tell that it is lifeless.
没有一个果子是从这些枝子上面结的。
No fruit can continue to bear on such a branch.
去年因为虫害的关系。
Last year,
我将这些树的树那个树枝树那个枝子树叶枝子全部都剪掉了。
I trim a lot of the leaves and the branches off the tree.
就剩下光秃秃的几根主干。
And what is left is just a very bare trunk.
我们都知道这样的树它是不会结果子的。
We know that such a tree cannot bear fruit.
这些都是我们每天可以看得见的事。
That is something that we can see every day.
这些都是我们能够明白的道理。
And these are the theories that we can all understand.
但是就在主给我们看到的这些大自然界里面。
But when what God let us see in nature.
我们来思想主的话。
We can come and meditate the Lord's word.
我们的心要为主这样主说的这些话而震惊。
Our hearts are amazed by these words.
主愿意这样子的跟我们连结。
The Lord is willing to unite with us in this way.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
I am the vine, and you are the branches.
你的我你们不能做什么。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
但另外一面
On the other hand,
没有这些枝子
Without these branches,
一棵树也看不到果子。
The tree trunk by itself cannot bear fruit.
我们每一次看见果树的时候
Every time when we see a fruit tree,
我们求主向我们说话。
We ask the Lord to speak to us.
非常简单的道理。
It's a very simple theory.
枝子粘在树上，自然结果子。
Branches connected to the tree bear fruit naturally.
枝子已经是树上的一部分。
Branches are already a part of the tree.
枝子只要 abide 在树上。
As long as the branches abide with the tree.
这应该是很基本的道理，不是高深的道理。
This should be a very simple thing. It's not very high.
太多时候我们把它当作高深的道理。
But to us, we always treat it as a very high doctrine.
我们心里就觉得信不来了。
And then our hearts find it difficult to believe.
从这个非常基本的道理，我们来学习怎么继续做基督徒。
From this very fundamental truth, we learn to be a Christian.
所有主耶稣所做成的事，是给我们一个可能性。
All the things that the Lord has accomplished is to give us that possibility.
我们读过旧约，我们知道神和约书亚已经将迦南地赐给以色列人。
When we read it, we see that God has already given the land of Canaan to the Israelites.
但是每一个支派、每一个家人都要经过征战来得自己的产业。
But every tribe, every family had to fight to get their own inheritance.
就像我们主给我们一块地，我们在上面盖我们自己的房子才能住。
Just like the Lord grants us a piece of land, but we have to build our own house.
当主耶稣来到肉身，取了肉身来到世上的时候，这一棵树已经出现了。
When the Lord Jesus came to earth, this tree has already appeared.
约翰福音第一章十四节。
John 1:14.
他说道成了肉身住在我们中间充充满满的有恩典有真理。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory.
主耶稣充充满满的有恩典有真理。
The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
哥罗西书第二章第九节也说，因为神本性的一切丰盛都有形有体的居住在耶稣里面。
Colossians 2:9, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form.
我们新生命成长所需要的恩典真理，一切的供应都丰丰富富的在耶稣基督里了。
The grace, the truth, and all the supplies we need for our new life are abundantly available in Christ Jesus.
当我们的新生命像一根枝子一样需要成长。
When our new life is just like a branch that needs to grow and bear fruit.
我们盼望能够结果子。
And we hope to bear fruit.
我们岂不是需要靠这棵树来供应这一切成长跟结果子的需要吗？
Wouldn't we need to be connected to the tree so that we can continue to bear fruit?
我想我们都会同意，当然是这样子。
And I'm sure we all agree to this.
没有一根枝子可能离开树自己去想办法成长的。
It's not possible for a branch to leave the tree and try to grow on its own.
这是不可能的事。
Because it's impossible.
如果枝子它不喜欢连接在树上，
If the branch doesn't want to be connected to the tree,
它会不会继续成长呢？
Will it continue to grow?
当然不可能。
Of course not.
我想这就是许多基督徒我们信主后我们会觉得非常的我们还是觉得很软弱。
I think this is the very reason why many Christians often feel weak and impoverished.
对，常常我们会觉得我们的生命其实很贫乏。
After we are converted.
没有办法应付我们生活中的需要。
And that we are poor and we cannot meet the demand in our life.
我想说出一个原因。
And it tells us a reason why.
我们没有连接在树上。
We are not connected to the tree.
我们没有按照葡萄树的道理来成长。
We did not follow this truth so that we can continue to grow.
所以主说，离了我，你们不能做什么。
Therefore, he says, apart from me, you can do nothing.
在约翰福音第十五章第四节到第五节。
In John 15, verses 4 and 5.
你们常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。
Abide in me, and I in you.
枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。
As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine.
结果子很简单的说就是没有结果。
Cannot bear fruit, it just simply means cannot bear fruit.
你们若不常在我里面也是这样。
Neither can you unless you abide in me.
因为离了我你们就不能做什么。
For apart from me, you can do nothing.
以往我们常在侍奉的里面时候我们就常讲这句话，离了我我们就不能够侍奉。
In the past we oftentimes say apart from him we cannot serve.
最近我真的觉得不只是这样子。
Recently I feel even more so.
不能做什么。
We can do nothing.
关于我自己生命的事情我都不能做什么。
In regards to my own life I can do nothing.
我们所有的罪人都是靠自己的人。
We all sinners are trusting ourselves.
我们的天性也是这样子，我们靠自己。
That is our very self, own nature. We trust ourselves.
我们习惯自己生活。
We are so used to living on our own.
我们就一直活在劳苦愁烦里面。
Therefore, we are constantly in labor and in sorrow.
我们可能偶尔经历一些平安。
We might have experienced a little bit of peace.
我们却不能住在主的平安里面。
And yet we cannot abide in the peace of the Lord.
我们要住在主的平安里面。
We must abide in the peace of the Lord.
就像我们刚才说的，在主给我的地界里面，我们要为自己盖一个房子。
Just like what we said, within the area that the Lord have me abide with him, I need to build my own house.
主的恩典已经将地给我们了。
The Lord's grace,With his grace, he has already given us the piece of land.
但是那个房子要我们自己来建造。
But with that house, we have to build it ourselves.
我们才能够真真实实的住。
So that we can actually live in it.
在这个丰富的葡萄树上，我们已经是那个小小绿绿的刚刚发现的枝子。
With this rich, abundant vine, we are already that small branch.
我们已经连结了。
We are already connected.
我们要努力的不要离开。
We need to work hard, endeavor to not leave it.
不要再像我们以往的天性，我们自己决定生活。
Do not like what we do in the past to just try so hard to live on our own.
就像我们说的，我们盼望最近这一两个月，我盼望能够有机会，我们一起来学习怎么住。
So we hope that in the next couple of months, we can learn together how to abide in the Lord.
今天我们先说一些很简单重要的原则。
Today, we just want to share some very simple principles.
第一个，我们要相信主的话。
First, we must believe in the Lord's word.
这也是在约翰福音第十四章主一开始就说的，你们要信神，也要信我。
That's what the Lord says right in the beginning of John chapter 14. Believe in God, believe also in me.
他说，若是没有这个住处的可能性，我早就告诉你们了。
If there is no possibility of such dwelling place, I would have told you.
我不知道你们可不可以从这句话里面可以感受到主的心里面的恳切。
I don't know if you feel the earnestness from the Lord's heart when you read this verse.
主是不说谎的神。
Our God is a God who does not speak lies.
他说有就是有。
When he says there is,then that means there is.
他说预备好了就是预备好了。
When he says it is already prepared, that's what he meant.
主耶稣应许我们那个他已经预备好了一个住处要接我们到那里去。
He says that he already prepared a place for us and he will take us with him.
主什么是相信呢？
So what does it mean by belief?
相信是接受到我里面。
Believe means receiving it into me.
相信不是我自己估计我有没有能力。
Believe doesn't mean that I'm going to calculate to see whether I have the ability or not.
相信是接受主的话。
Believe means receive the Lord's word.
主不仅说他已经替我们在至高者的隐秘处预备了一个住处。
He said, under the shadow of the Almighty, he already prepared a place for us.
若是只有这样子的话，我还不知道怎么到那里。
And if we don't know how to get there,
他接着说，我还要来接你们到那里。
He said, I will come and take you with me.
这就是我们刚读的约翰福音第十四章一到三节的话，不是吗？
Isn't that what it says in chapter 14 verses 1 to 3?
虽然我不认识这个隐秘处。
Although I don't know about the secret place,
我也不知道怎么过去。
And I don't know how to get there,
相信总是开始。
Believing is the starting point.
生命是从相信开始的。
Life starts with believing.
经历也是从相信开始的。
Experience starts with believing.
我们羡慕有这样一个住处。
We envy to have such a dwelling place.
我们就开始相信。
And we begin to believe.
我们怎么到主那里呢？
How do we get to the Lord?
主耶稣说，那一条路我们是知道的。
The Lord says, there is a way, and it's a way that we know.
我们从圣经中最基本的第一步来看。
We begin with the first step in the Bible.
主说，到我这里来。
The Lord says, come to me.
这是福音的开始。
That's the beginning of gospel.
这也是所有我们跟神之间经历的开始。
That is the very starting point of our experience with God.
我们刚才说到我们的天性都是背向着神的。
We just mentioned by nature, we all turn away from God.
我们都喜欢奔跑我们前面我们认为对的道路。
We love to just walk our own way.
我们都喜欢靠着自己的能力来解决生活上的问题。
We like to solve our own problems.
现在主说到我这里来。
And now the Lord says, come to me.
主呼召我们到他那里来得安息。
The Lord calls us to come to him to receive rest.
第三点，我们要像基甸一样，在每一天的小事中，我们学习到主那里去。
The third thing is we learn to be like Gideon. We learn to go to the Lord in all the small things.
每一次到主那里去都像我们在扎根一样的更深的扎根在主里面。
Every time we come to the Lord in small things, it is like taking root in him.
我们每一次的回到主到主那里去。
Every time we come to the Lord.
我们来到主这里越来越多次。
The more visits we have with the Lord.
就像我们不断不断地生根在主里面。
Just like we are taking deeper root in him.
直到我们真的不再离开。
Until we really don't leave anymore.
直到住的第三层意识实现在我们生命里面。
Until the reality has become our life.
我们和树成为一体。
And that we become one with the tree.
我们必须先将我们住在主的里面。
We must first have dwelling, abiding in the Lord.
成为实际。
Let it be a reality.
有一点实际。
Have a little bit of reality.
我们才能够经历到主在我里面。
We can then experience the Lord in me.
这是个一件事的一步两步。
It's the two steps of the same thing.
当我们住在主里面多一点。
The more we abide in the Lord.
主，我们就会经历到主住在我里面多一点。
Then we experience the Lord abiding me a little bit more.
当丰富的神住在我里面的时候
，When the abundant God abide in me,
我们的生命自然就有能力。
Then our life would naturally have power.
若是我们一直这样子住在主里面
，If we continuously abide in the Lord,
主就。住在我的里面，从我生活里面彰显。
Then the Lord abides in me, and He is manifested in my life.
相信主的话。
Believe in the Lord's word.
不断地来到主这里。
Continuously come to the Lord.
每天小事中我们来操练。
In the small things in our daily life, we practice coming to the Lord.
这三步帮助我们学习怎么住在主里面。
These three things will help us to abide in the Lord.
我很喜欢一首诗歌，在我们的诗歌360首。
I really like the hymn in a hymn book, 351.
360 first.
360.
第一句话就说，在忧愁、痛苦、危险四面围绕时。
It is when trouble and sorrow surrounds me.
我想这是我们有的时候会遇到的事情。
And it is the things that we face.
我们是继续看我们继续留在我们的忧愁里面吗
？Do we continue to tarry in our sorrows?
我们继续这个想怎么面对我们环境中的危险吗
？And keep thinking how am I going to face all these danger around me?
这个首诗歌它的作者说他不被困住。
This hymn tells us that he is not bound by it.
他和摩西一样，他到更高处得安息。
He is just like Moses. He will go to a higher ground.
他到个更高的地方得到他的安息。
He go to a higher place to receive rest.
至高者的隐秘处。
That is the secret place of the Most High.
我很喜欢这个诗歌的作者很真实。
I really like the hymn and the hymnist that wrote this hymn.
不是每一次他都能够得胜，每一次他说他自己也常常失败。
It is not that he can overcome every single time, and even he fails sometimes.
常常软弱。
And he is oftentimes weak.
但是他说我仍旧属于你，我仍旧是属你的。
But he says I.Still am yours.
我是这个树上的一个枝子，这是不会改变的事实。
Thine would I be. I am still a branch on the vine.
我虽然常软弱，常失败。
So weary often.
我仍要宣告我是属主的。
And yet I still declare that I am yours.
再有明天，我仍就要继续生根在这个树上。
And one day I still will continue to grow from this vine.
当我们读诗篇91篇的时候
，When we read Psalm 90 and 91,
我实在非常羡慕摩西的安息。
I envy Moses' rest.
我就想我也要来盖我的房子。
And I was thinking I also want to build my own house.
我要顺从主的话。
I want to obey the Lord's word.
先到主那里去。
Come to Him.
我就跟你们交通一个故事。
I will share a story with you.
最近我常跟你们提到我们家的小狗 Pippa.
I mentioned to you all frequently about my dog Pippa.
这两个月，它不断的有很多紧急的 问题。
These past 2 months, she kept having some emergencies.
但是另外一面，
But on the other hand,
我母亲的状况也常常出现很紧急的状况。
My mother's medical condition also has some emergencies.
有一天早上，
One morning,
那个 Pippa 有一个 appointment.
Pippa was to go for an appointment.
同一天呢，我们也是固定的有我们教会的同工们的侍奉聚会。
That morning, that same morning, we had coworker meeting.
然后那天中午呢，我必须要搭飞机到 LA 去照顾我的母亲。
At noontime, I was supposed to catch a plane to go to LA to see my mother.
所以一天就这么开始。
That's how that day started.
没想到在 Pippa 看医生的时候，医生认为这个情况很紧急。
Not knowing that when Pippa was with the doctor said that her condition she's in an emergency situation.
立刻就替我安排了专科医生，要我去看。
And right away arranged to have me take her to see a specialist.
他说你当天一定要带她去看。
The vet told me, you have to take her to see the specialist right away.
那一天，那一个时，他约帮我约的时间也正好是我应该去搭飞机的时间。
So the time that Pippa was supposed to see the specialist was the time when I was supposed to catch the plane.
我也知道这是我最晚的一个时间，我必须要在这个时候回到洛杉矶去。
And that was the very last plane for that day that I had to catch it so that I can see my mom in LA on time.
因为那个看顾已经看了很久了，我答应去跟他换班的。
Because the caregiver, I already told the promised caregiver I will be there to relieve her.
那一天呢，我两个女儿的公司也都正好有非常重要的会议，他们不能够离开。
It so happened that both of my daughters had very important meetings to attend that day, so they could not leave to take Pippa to the specialist.
我不知道你们怎么安排时间。
I don't know how you would arrange your time in a situation like that.
我真是不知道。
I really didn't know.
这个时候，刚才那首诗歌就出现在我心里面。
It was right then and there that this hymn appeared in my mind.
虽然有这么多的问题围绕我。
Although there are so many issues around me,
我真的没有一个问题知道该怎么办。
There was not one that I knew how to solve.
那个诗歌告诉我们，我要飞到更高处得安息。
And this hymn says, "Oh, save to the rock that is higher than I."
在这里没有答案。
And here I find answer.
没有安息。
Here I have no answer, no rest.
那一天开我们聚会的时候，还好我能够请 Flora 说，麻烦你等一下，可不可以带我 Pippa 去看医生？
And thank God that day Flora was here, and I was able to ask her to take Pippa to the specialist.
然后请 Joanne 带我去机场。
And then asked Joanne to take me to the airport.
我就跟 Flora 讲说，虽然她不知道她的病历，我说我们可以用 text 不断的联络。
And I told Flora that even though you don't know Pippa's medical history, but you can text me so we can just communicate in that way.
但是我们能够联络多久？
But how long can I keep texting back and forth?
我真的不知道。
I really don't know.
但是呢，我只知道说我们住在至高者的隐秘处，就也必住在全能者的荫下。
All I knew was dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, and I can abide by the shadow of the Almighty.
我们就一步步的走，一件件的事做。
And we just take one step at a time.
我到了机场，看见那个 screen， 他说我的飞机 delay。
Once I got to the airport, the screen showed that my flight was delayed.
Southwest delay 是常有的事。
Southwest flight delay is a very common thing.
算不得什么神迹。
It's nothing unusual with Southwest.
但是 delay 多久啊？
But how long was the delay?
我就专心地跟 Flora text.
I was texting back and forth with Flora.
一直到Pippa 看完病
，until the time after Pippa was done with her specialist visit，
一直到拿到药
，until after she was able to get her medication，
我刚刚 sent，
and as soon as I hit send，
我耳朵里听见 announcement.
The text message. Then I hear announcement for boarding.
轮到我登机了。
It's my turn to board the plane.
这是主的痕迹。
That is the Lord's trace.
啊，这是真的。主的话何等的真实。
The Lord's word is so true.
这是一个小小的经验。
Although this is a very small experience.
让我尝到主的平安。
Let me experience peace of the Lord.
这是和以往的平安不一样的。
It is a peace that is different from what is in the past.
但是有一件，但是，很特别的。
But it is very special.
这一次，不论是我的母亲，或是我的小狗 Pippa， 主都没有将环境立刻的就完全离，出去。
This time the Lord did not remove the difficulties with my mom, visiting my mom or Pippa's condition.
我想主还要继续教我怎么样能够住在他的里面。
I believe the Lord wants to teach me to continue to learn to abide in him.
不是只是来一下而已。
Not just come for a little bit.
住在他的里面。
But abide in him.
住在他的安息里面。
Abide in his rest.
我还有一张图画我想跟你们 share 给你们。几张照片 share 给你们。
I want to share a couple of pictures with you.
我们教会有一个玫瑰花。
Our church has some roses.
就住在这个外面。
This rose bush is right outside.
可能你们都不大会注意到它。
Maybe you didn't even notice it.
最近我想帮它换一个地方。
Recently, I wanted to transplant, to move it to another place.
因为它很漂亮又很香。
It's very beautiful and is very fragrant.
所以我就把它搬到一个比较好的地方。
I want to move it to a better place.
你们知道这个花一搬以后，它就没有生气了。
You know that usually when you relocate a plant like that, maybe it will just die.
就在外面。
It's right outside.
你们现在看到它还是那个样子。
And when you see it, it's still like that.
我们看第二张图片。
The second picture.
就是那个样子，是枯的。
It's like this. It's like it's half dead.
我有点想，我大概做错事了。
So I was thinking maybe I did something wrong.
叶子全部都咖啡色了。
Because all the leaves are already getting brown.
我每天不断的去看它。
Every day I went to look at it.
有一天我在这么许多落叶，这么许多枝子里面。
One day in the midst of all these withering leaves and flower.
看到一个小小的绿绿的点出来。
I see this tiny green dot.
我知道它连接上了。
I know it is connected.
生命不久就要出现了。
Life is going to appear.
可能过不久那个花要出现了。
Maybe in a little while, I will see the flower again.
这个小小的一点带给我很大的鼓励。
This little tiny branch gave me such great encouragement.
在我们教会里面，我可能算是年纪比较大的一群人。
In our church, I'm considered one of the older ones.
但是主若把时间给我。
But if the Lord were to grant me more time,
我要用剩下的时间来学习怎么住在主的里面。
I want to use the remainder of my days to learn how to abide in the Lord.
我要 abide in the Lord 来过我以后的日子。
I will live the remainder of my days by learning to abide in the Lord.
我们当中有太多年轻的人。
We have so many young people among us.
我希望你们简单的相信主的话。
I hope that you will just simply believe in the Lord's word.
今天就开始建造你们的房子。
Starting today, build your house.
使你们有更多的时间可以享受住在主的里面。
So that you have more time to enjoy abiding in the Lord.
生活在全能者的荫下。
Abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
多么好的人生。
Such a good life.
让诗篇九十一篇成为你们的诗篇。
So that Psalm 91 becomes yours.
我们来看一首诗歌。
Let's look at a hymn together.
住在主里面。
Abiding in thee.
我很喜欢这些歌词。
I really like this hymn.
每一 每一句话都讲到我们住在主里面的不同。
Every verse tells us the difference of abiding in the Lord.
哦，我特别喜欢里面的一句话。
I like especially one sentence in this hymn.
哦，你们记得刚才那个枯干的玫瑰花？
Do you remember the wilting rose bush?
这里有一句话说，愿做你身上长新的枝子。
Here is in this particular hymn, it says that.That I want to be a branch that is ever fresh.
我知道我是他身上的枝子。
I know I am a branch on the tree.
哦，但是我不要只是头脑里面知道。
But I don't want to know it just in my head.
哦，我希望感觉到我生命里面的连结。
I want to be able to know and sense that connection in life.
愿做你身上长新的枝子。
Always be your branch, forever fresh.
我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing this hymn together.
当我们唱的时候
，As we sing it,
愿圣灵感动我们的心。
May the Holy Spirit move our hearts.
我们也用简单的信来相信主说他已经预备好了。
And in a simple faith, we believe that He has already done it.
来与我同住。
Come, abide with me.
我们请赞美团队带领我们。
We'll have the worship team lead us.
弟兄姐妹，请起立。
Let's all rise.
何等的好，我们的神就是那一位丰富的果树。
How good it is that our God is that rich vine.
我们就是那可以长新的枝子。
And we are the branch that can be ever fresh.
就像诗歌所说，这是我们的心愿。
Just like what the hymn says, that this is my desire.
我们愿意与他常连接，不间断。
That we want to abide in Him continuously.
这是一个何等美好的地方。
Lord, What such a good place it is.
主，这是一个何等好的一个邀请。
And what a great invitation it is.
跟一个何等大的一个应许。
And what a great promise it is.
我们能够住在你里面。
That we can abide in you.
不只是短暂的住。
Not temporarily.
乃是长久的住。
But forever.
主，我们求你给我们信心。
Lord, give us faith.
今天如果我们是第一次听到这样的一个真理。
If this is the first time we hear such a truth.
给我们信心去尝试。
Give us faith to learn it.
给我们毅力去尝试。
Give us that willpower to learn it.
如果我们以前听过。
If we have heard it before.
我们也求你给我们信心。
Give us faith.
让我们再回来尝试。
Help us to come and learn it.
帮助我们真的去做，去落实。
Help us to do it.
让你真的成为我们的住所。
So that you truly be our dwelling place.
主，借着相信，我们能够一次又一次地回到你的面前。
Through believing, we come to you again and again.
不是评估我们自己能不能。
Not estimating whether we can or not.
乃是简单地相信你的话。
But simply believe.Your word,
你已经为我们预备居所。
That you have prepared this dwelling place for us.
你要我们常常住在里面，享受你的丰富。
You want us to abide in you, to enjoy all your fullness.
我向圣灵呼求，让圣灵来做工在我的里面。
We cry out to the Holy Spirit to come and work in us.
一直的提醒我，一直的感动我，回到这个境界，回到这个住处里面。
Continue to bring us back to this dwelling place.
主耶稣，谢谢你早上的信息。
We thank you for the message.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.